Doctor Who, The Chase by John Peel. Read by Maureen O'Brien. Chapter 1. The Executioners. The room had a background pulse, like an electronic heart slowly beating. The lighting was subdued, too dim for human eyes. There were no human eyes present, merely the computer-augmented lenses of the Dalek monitoring staff and that of the Black Dalek. On an elevated ramp, it moved backwards and forwards, slowly and patiently. Its eye stick turned to survey the instruments in the pit below. Flickering lights played across the many instruments and sensors, though none in the pattern that the Black Dalek's inbuilt computer was waiting for. Finally, the screens lit up with an electric blue pattern, shifting and changing, spiraling inwards on the main monitor. The chief scientist spun around.
The enemy time machine has been located,
it reported formally, though the Black Dalek was already aware of the fact.
Location? It has just left the planet Xeros,
the scientist answered.
Our projections place its next destination as the planet Aridius. Acceptable,
the Black Dalek replied, its highest compliment.
Order the special squad to assemble in the project room. I obey.
The Black Dalek moved out of the room, heading for the project itself. Years of planning were finally reaching the day of action. For decades, the Daleks had been balked in their plans to expand and take their rightful place as the masters of the universe, chiefly through the activities of a single being. Now, however, the balance would be restored, and their greatest enemy would be destroyed. Ahead of the Black Dalek, a door slid open, and it entered the special project room. An elevated ramp allowed it to look down at the featureless box in the center of the room. This stood some 8 feet square, with a door on what was obviously the front. Nothing else marked it as being the single greatest achievement of Dalek technology. Below the ramp, another door opened and the special team entered to form a precise line in front of the box. Their eye sticks raised to face the Black Dalek expectantly.
Our greatest enemy has been located,
it informed them.
His location is being programmed into your instrumentation. Your instructions are to follow, locate, and destroy.
It turned to trigger the large monitor screen on the far wall. It sprang to life, showing what appeared to be a London police box of the 1960s.
The TARDIS!
The Black Dalek exclaimed.
TARDIS! 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 TARDIS!
The assembled Daleks echoed.
Our enemy is the Doctor! His appearance has changed many times over the years, yet our instruments have determined his basic metabolic pattern. This has been programmed into your computers. You are to locate and exterminate him! Exterminate!
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Exterminate!
With satisfaction, the Black Dalek watched as its Daleks filed into their own time machine. Shortly after the final one had entered, there was a strange electrical tension in the air. With a rush of wind, the box vanished. The executioners were on their way to intercept and destroy the Doctor. The Black Dalek paused for a short while, then turned and left the room. It would wait in the monitoring room for the inevitable report that the Doctor had been exterminated. Chapter 2. A Speech in Time. The space-time vortex exists outside of any normal frame of reference. Within it, light, darkness, matter, and energy all blend, divide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?